Imposters, welcome back to the Imposter Syndrome podcast. I'm your host, Drew Breeze, with my boy Ali. I wish him. What's up, bro? What are we doing this week?
Hey, what's up? As everyone can hear, Julian is calling in. He is currently incapacitated, so we appreciate him calling in.
You know, it's quarantine season. You feel me?
Lockdown worldwide. So we hope everybody's staying safe, but let's get into it. I'm very, very excited about this week's episode of Attack on Titan, Declaration of War.
Oh man.
Not again. Yeah. it was some of the wildest shit I've seen yet. Because the thing is, like, we can't say nothing happened, but for the majority of the episode, it's just climactic, you know? Like, it's building. And he was asking him tough questions. He was like, yo, like, you know what the worst part, or what the heaviest part is that he was talking to him, like, real calm.
Exactly. And, bro, it was, like, kind of bold how South Cole was, like, blindsided. He was like, this your man's, right?
Yeah, like, this is your boy right here, right?
I brought you to your man.
Yeah.
And he looking at Rain and freak out, like,
yeah,
with he eyes really scared.
Yeah. Like who told you we was boys? That is not a fact. Yeah, you should have explained this shit to me. Yeah.
But yeah, as you pointed out, bro, like, Aaron was real smooth and he was like so strategic with it. And it was like, damn, like, He really put some thought into this, and it's like, man, it's like Aaron was playing some chess, like three moves ahead.
Yeah, he really
was. Everybody was off some checkers.
Yeah. You know, as he was explaining every one of those questions, not every one of those questions, so he was like, hey, Rayna, he was like, why was my mom eaten by a Titan? What are you going to say? Like, what are you, like, what can you say? Like, and then, Rainer was like, look, man, what you want me to say? I did the, like, I regret it. Yeah, I regret it. But I had to.
And then I kind of liked his response, too, bro. Because he could have been like, yeah, bro, I did it for, you know, to save the world. I did it for my people. If I had a choice, it was my people over yours.
Yeah.
But I feel like he really felt sorry, and he really felt like, "Oh, damn, bro, I did some fucked up shit." So
yeah, the thing is, like everything that he said, every time that Rainer said something, he was like, "I get it." He was like, I totally get it." When you say you had to do this for your people, I get it. When you say you had to break open the walls because you thought we were devils, I get it. It was like, when you saw us and you saw that we were just normal people, I get it. because right now, for the past 4 years, I've been living the same life as you. He was like, me and you, like, we understand each other's situation where nobody else in the world can.
Exactly, bro. They, like, want to, you know, they're the same person in a sense, yeah. Right?
For four years, he's been behind enemy lines. He's been, you know, looking. He was like, I thought you guys were the enemies. I thought you guys were the devils. I thought you guys were trying to set us up, or, you know, trying to destroy us, take us off the map. But it turns out you guys are just the same as us. Like, you've been fed a bunch of bullshit. Like, we were fed a bunch of bullshit by the king. You were fed a bunch of bullshit by your government saying that the Eldians on the island were a bunch of devils. When in fact we were just normal people living, being tricked by these higher ups, you know.
Exactly, and like Aaron said, bro. Although on both sides there are some bad actors, however, it's good people on both sides.
Yeah,
and I get it, you know.
No,
I understand.
Yeah, he's. He was, and the thing is, like, he was like, and he's like, you basic, what I think he was trying to get at, he's like, you understand that I have to do this. Like,
right.
like I like everyone here. That's why when I fuck everything up, you can understand that this isn't because I want to. It's just because I have to. Because you get it. And he can't say shit because he was like you guys were about to invade us just as before. You were about to cause a whole nother war, kill us all off, and you know that we're just regular people. And you've been through this shit. But, what can we do? We're victims of circumstance, you know?
Facts. I was getting this world should know pain vibe, bro.
Yeah.
And what was kind of, had me on edge, bro, and I made a mental note, bro, I hope fools won't listen to this episode, but I need to take the ass off, bro, because it just felt like every time a scene get intense, Hulu ad will pop up, and it's 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God, bro. I need to get back to it. But Aaron's so calculated, bro, and I'm like, oh, my God. He about to fuck some shit up. He is about to fuck some shit up.
You know.
It was so sweet how he, shook his hand. Before he even shook his hand, how he showed that his hand was bleeding.
Yeah, he's like, I can go off at any time.
I can go off, and I am already ready, bro.
Yeah.
So
he was kind of like on a suicide bomber type shit.
Yeah, and Rainer hey, do whatever he says.
Yeah, yeah, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up. This man can go.
It's about to get real.
It's a hostage situation.
Yeah, bro, that was so sweet, man.
Yeah, it was like you said, it was calculated. And I was going to say, by the way, you can just pay for a Hulu Premium. You don't have to watch all the ads.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I need to get rid of the ads and stop being cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Premium.
Yeah, it's $7 a month, bro. You can afford it. It's not that deep.
Right.
And it comes with a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not trying to gas Hulu up. But it's a better version of Netflix because you have a whole bunch of original content. You got a whole bunch of TV shows from almost every network. And also you get brand new anime every week. Netflix gets their shit so delayed, bro.
Oh, okay.
But I was gonna say the same thing. He was basically telling Falco, yo, you gotta chill with all this you know, don't make any sudden movements. And what's crazy is as Willy, and that's such a weird name, I hate saying Willy, as Lord Tiber was giving his speech, he was basically you can hear all the bullshit that he's saying. He was he's lying. You know he's full of it. You know he's making this shit up. But he's you're gonna sit here and take this shit.
But that's the whole thing. You remember we had the discussion a couple weeks back. He was you blame the king, and you say he was a madman and blah 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 blah. But it was debunked that the king wasn't wasn't evil, wasn't a madman. He really protected the people.
No. That's not debunked. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he told the truth. He introduced the story he introduced history, right?
Man was a pussy.
Listen. No, listen, he said, y'all know.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me something I don't know.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
This is what happened. We conspired with the Marlanian soldier or whatever the dude was. Me and me and Willie family and a Marlanian, and we defeated the king, and he ran off to the Paradise Island, right?
Yeah.
But that was debunked. That's not what happened.
Okay, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead. Continue with what you're saying, because
the king was I want to atone for all the stuff that we done. I'm a lady. We gonna make up this story that you can make the Marlanian people be the hero of the story. I'm about, and guess what? I got the power to do whatever. I got the power to to kill the whole world, you know what I'm saying, with all of these 10 million titans I have, right? But I'm not going to use the power because I'm just going to atone for my sin. If one day y'all do come and take the final titan, I'm going to just let y'all do it. I know that I'm not never going to unleash this power. And that was the real history behind it.
Yeah, okay, Julian, I let you explain it, but let me, I need to respond, because everybody that watched the episode knew that. You didn't introduce anything new. And that's why everything that you said makes me think he's a bitch, makes me think the king was a pussy, makes me think that the king was a bad guy. The fact that he turned around and left and said, you know what, fuck the Eldians that were left behind, Marley can go to war, no matter what, I renounce everything, and no matter what, peace shall happen. I'm sorry, peace is not all the time the best situation. That a small conflict is not good, but a whole fucking war for years and years and years is also not that good. What did the Marleyans do? It's not as if like the king went away and peace was somehow finally achieved. The Marleyans still sieged war. The Marleyans are still oppressing people. I don't understand what did he do that made me, that makes you say, oh, he's a good guy right now.
What do you mean? He decided to leave, bro.
He decided to leave, and that's not a good thing.
The Marleyans did not defeat him.
Okay, that's good.
That's what they made people believe, bro. Okay. That is what they wrote in the history book.
Okay, I didn't think he was a bad guy because he was defeated.
You were shitting all over him, saying he's a crazy. I think, well, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Listen to what you said in the early assessments of our podcast episode.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, because you can't quote me, I'm going to tell you what I said then, okay? If you want to bring up the quote, you can bring up the quote. But I'm going to tell you right now that the king, I never thought was a bad guy for the fact of...
You said he was evil. You said he was evil.
Why? Yes, I said he was evil. Why?
Because he caged up all of his people.
He caged up. And what about that? Tiber change? That's still valid. Yes.
He did it for the world. He went away.
Okay. Now I have a question. Stop.
No.
No. You're not going to finish. Did that solve? No. You made a statement. I'm not going to let you finish your statement until you establish that. You can't make a statement and then run off with a million more. I'm going to tell you that he said that, okay, there will be no more war. Has there been war?
Yes.
Okay. Then that statement is not valid. That statement is void.
What do you mean? It's not war on his behalf. He's not sending. He's not bringing war on the world.
So okay, I agree with you.
Take the power.
I agree with you. Chill. Okay, I'm telling you, I agree with you. However, now you're saying that he is not a bad guy. Because he's a good guy because he stopped the wars from continuing, right? When in fact we just established that that the wars are continuing regardless if he's king or not, regardless if he's around or not. So what did he manage to pull off other than putting his people in complete terror?
He did not unleash all the titans to flatten the world when he could have unleashed all the titans to destroy everybody. A man with all of that power chose not to bring destruction to the world. Instead, he wanted to write history of him being the bad guy.
Yeah.
But in reality, he was not the bad guy. He wanted peace. Yeah.
So let me
and the only reason why they declaring war is, and listen to what he said. He was like, "We knew the truth due to the Warhammer Titan abilities. We inherited the truth. What really happened?
Yeah,
we kept this truth Listen. We every kept the truth from y'all. But I'm here to tell y'all what's real. We have to declare war now because guess what? It's someone that holds the founding titan now. His name is Aaron. And he's not abiding by the king rules no more. The king said that, hey, I got all of this power. I can flatten the world at any given moment. But guess what? For my atonement, for all of the sins that I feel like we committed due to my people's blood, I'm not gonna bring destruction on this world. And if a day come by when the Marlenians or anybody come and conquer us, hey, we just it was our fate. But I'm not gonna retaliate. Okay. But that's not Aaron's take on that. He's bringing a fight to the world.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. I also seen the episode. You didn't introduce anything new. You didn't introduce to me a argument. You merely explained what happened in the show.
Julian,
can I speak? I let you speak for a couple of minutes. I let you speak for a couple of minutes. Okay, go ahead, talk.
Was bad, was evil, and oppressed his people. He was an evil, wicked king. And I was like, oh, okay, we still see. And it come to find out, the king was not portrayed how you portrayed him by Tiberius. He was really a peaceful king. But go ahead.
Okay, I can speak now without you interrupting me because I don't interrupt you.
No. I feel like I have to stick to the facts because you're stating, not introducing nothing new when I'm clearly introducing new information that was not said in the past via you. You said that the king was a bad person, and I was like, oh, okay, bro, come to find out the king wasn't all that bad. And now you taking both sides. Take a stand. Which one is it? Is he good or bad? Tell me.
Can I speak?
And I'm not talking anymore.
Okay, can I speak?
You can speak. Go ahead.
Okay, please don't interrupt me. He is bad. I answered your question. Now let me continue to speak. Don't interrupt me now that I've answered your question. He is bad. The information that you brought up does not change that he is bad. The information that you brought up does not make him a good guy. All it makes him is not a villain in the sense that he could have destroyed the world, but he didn't. And you know what's evil? Evil is when something bad happens and you don't do anything about it. Evil is watching people get killed and just walking right on by saying, you know what, that's okay. Watching your people get oppressed, having you can do something about it, but you don't do anything about it. That's evil. To me, he is not the bad guy that the Marlians were mocked him up to be. However, he is not the good guy that Tiber is making him out to be. The truth is in the middle. He is still a bad guy in the sense that he left his people in Marley to be oppressed and abused and misused. And the people, the Eldians in Marley, looked for their king, and their king was nowhere to be found. He was huddled behind three walls made of thousands of colossal titans that could have freed them. Now, yes, I appreciate his pacifism. I appreciate the fact that he did not go to war and that he did not destroy the world. However, you hiding behind your walls, saying, feeding your people this wrong narrative he was like, you know what? Marlians can think I'm evil. Marlians can think I'm a bad guy. But also, I'm going to tell my people that we're the only people in the world and that they can be destroyed by Titans at any given time. They were secluded from the rest of the world. And then they were told that they're the last of humanity. When in fact, they weren't even really humans. They were Titans themselves. So yes, I think that he's evil. Yes, I think that he's a bad guy. On the level of bad that the Marlians made him out to be, of a satanic figure, no, he isn't. Is he the great guy that you're making him out to be? No, he isn't. Nothing you said did not convince me. The information that Lord Tiber brought up did not changed my mind in the fact that he is a bitch and that he is a pussy.
What have you ordered? Like, if you was in his shoes, how could you have came to a better conclusion
to the fate of the world? Okay, what I would have done is I would have. Sorry, my audio cut off for a second. So what I would have done is I would have brought all the Eldians over, including the Titans. So I wouldn't have left several Titans behind with special abilities, the Beast Titan, the Kite Titan, the Attack Titan, the Colossal Titan, and the Armor Titan, and those guys. I would have brought them all over. I would have then started negotiating reparations. I would have then started saying, you know what, us Titans will leave the rest of the world alone, and if you need us, let us know. But if humans would like to wage war on each other, we will have no part in it.
I don't think you understand what's really going on. Okay, you said you would have took all the knives. How is that possible when it was clearly stated that when they had all the power of the Titans, that reason, right?
Yeah.
When they had no enemies because the enemies were powerless compared to them. They start attacking themselves.
Instead of saying enemies, can you say who the enemy is?
Anybody outside of Eldians and the Marley region. Marleyan people. They stated that once they crushed all their enemies, they start fighting amongst themselves. So that's a clear indication that one side did not have all the Titans.
Okay.
So how can the king take all the Titans when they fighting for power? He did not have all the Titans under his control. So okay. How can you?
Okay.
Another thing. You say I will take all my people. So you was born here, right? I was born here.
I actually wasn't born.
Say, for instance, show me, whatever. Say, hey, y'all are black. We're going to this island, and then my parents or somebody else say, hey, I don't want to go. You know, although we people, that don't mean I have to go to another island. Which I want to stay home. I was born here. So that's another conflict. How can you say you're just gonna grab everybody, take them over, you know what I'm saying, to another island, and then the world is peaceful? I don't think you weighing out everything that, you know what I'm saying, that really went on, bro.
So you know what you're doing? You're creating these hypothetical scenarios of.
I'm not creating I'm telling you, you're missing what the author is trying to convey, bro.
No, okay, so I gave you a solution, and you're telling me my solution is invalid because that it's not considering
totally
all the whole situation.
Totally
I'm telling you
it.
That
you're
I'm
making it seem like you making it seem like the king is a bitch and he's evil. Which one is he? Is he a good man, evil? Which one is he, bro?
He
got to be something.
Okay. I answered your question 5 minutes 6
that,
minutes ago. I
said
that he is a bad guy. I didn't say
truth.
He was evil. I didn't say he was great. I didn't say he was evil. I didn't say he was great. I said he was a bad guy. He is bad. He is
but
not.
What do you mean, Willie not telling the truth? He's misleading people. Why is he misleading people?
Why is he misleading the Eldians in parodies?
No, no, no.
They spent 3 seasons.
Everybody in the world is there. He's not misleading the Eldians. He's telling the truth to the whole world.
Okay,
that's what he's doing. He's confessing what really went down. It was like, hey, the history books say this, but this is what really happened. But guess what? We in danger now. The world is in danger because Aaron possessed the founding titan.
Yeah.
So we gotta go to war against them to prevent Aaron from calling the
Do you know in my situation, in the situation that I gave, that the world would have avoided that entire conflict. But because, okay, and as soon as I tell you because the reason why, you're going to say, well, you're not considering this and you're not considering that. I am going to tell you that the best possible solution still has to have people sacrifice, but in the long run, it is a resolution and solution that will cause an effective and lasting peace, okay? So I'm going to tell you that the people in Paradis, if they were all the Eldians in the world, and including the Nine Titans, were in Paradis, and that he would make reparations in the form of gold, currency, labor, whatever that he can provide to the rest of the world as reparation. And then I would say that would cause an effective change, because war eventually did happen. War and those Titans, the gift that he gave them, were being used to slaughter millions. So I don't understand when you say he's a good guy. He wasn't a good guy. He gave up and he was like, you know what? Here's these Titans. If he was really the great guy that he claims to be, he would have took the effective piece of bringing everyone into the island and leaving nothing. And that way, the peace can last.
How does he have the ability to bring everyone to the island?
Can I answer?
You asked me a question. Bring everybody to the island.
You can't answer the question that you asked me. If that's the case, then I'll let you speak. But you asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. You asked how can he do that? What's his ability? He is the founding Titan. He can convince, he can erase people's memories as he wishes.
Bro,
okay.
It was stated that he wanted to atone for the sins of all the bloodshed.
And the way he atoned was the dumbest possible way. He was a fucking moron. He's an idiot.
So how can anyone be bad that's trying to work towards peace and atone for their sins?
Because he wants...
How can he be labeled as bad? Are you saying he's a bad person?
Can I?
His accent was just fucked up or evil? Because that's what's confusing me.
Okay.
Did he do it for the good or did he do it for evil?
Okay. I'm going to say this: that in his pacifism, he allowed his people to be oppressed and face genocide. And that's in his pacifism. So in his pacifism, he was like, you know what? If it means one life dying by my hand, by Titan's hands, then I will. Then we will sit back and get slaughtered. Meanwhile, the fact that Titans were still used to kill people, still used to take nations, still used to occupy foreign lands, means that he was not a good guy. It means that he stood by and watched evil things happen and didn't do a thing about it. That is what I mean, he is bad. His intention was good, but peace is inherently not, it's not a good thing and it's not a bad thing. Peace is just a lack of war. But at the cost of your so-called peace, you not getting involved, you're watching hundreds of countries being invaded over hundreds of years.
Where does that, like, now you're introducing new information and new shit.
Okay, did Marley not invade the Middle Eastern Federation?
That was after 100 years after they went over to an island.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It does not matter when it was. Why is he responsible for that?
You just brought up an example.
I'll answer your question. I'll explain why it supports my claim. Because
no, it doesn't.
You can say that, but I haven't explained why. Okay, it is in that room where Tiber has shown that he met the ambassadors from different countries. It is established that. that Marley has invaded different countries throughout his, that time. The Middle Eastern Federation is just the most recent example.
It never stated that they invaded the Middle East.
It was never explicitly done. They were just that they said that colonial expansion is something that they want.
No, they did not say colonial expansion.
They didn't. And if I show you that they did, is my point proven?
They mainly put focus on the Middle Eastern. The world knew that they were powerless because they lost some titans, right?
Yeah, if I show you that my point is true, would you accept that everything I said is true?
No. That's cool. Like if you can attack somebody, your enemy, go into their last line of defense or their last base to attack them to end a dispute between two countries, why not do it? You know what I'm saying? That's what they did. When they went over to Middle East, they went over to end the war between them.
Okay. Their
primary objective wasn't expansion. It was to deter them from invading them, but they did a counterattack and during the midst of the war, during the end of it, they went to their last line or their last base, and they finished them off. That's what happened, bro. That was really depicted in the story. I just don't understand why. I don't understand if their main agenda was expansion. You know, why in the Middle East? Why doesn't it say that it's titans all over, or you know, it's Marley's and different reason because they expanded. You know what I'm saying?
They tried one region.
You said they tried one region, but if that was their goal, they can defeat anybody. They would have multiple reasons by now. If that was their total goal, is to expand and conquer, it was clearly stated that they lost power and they was getting attacked. And they just ended up.
Where was it clearly stated?
When they was in a room discussing how they lost the abilities of the Titans.
How about this? You present that to me, I'll concede. I present to you that colonial expansion was their goal, then you concede.
I don't have to present it. You don't have to present that to me. Just watch it, bro.
Bro. Just watch. I don't understand.
Where's the fact that... So you saying the people of Marley... They just want to conquer everyone's land because they have all the titans. They just want to go in and conquer them. Right now, they just want to. They held the power of the titans for over 100 years, and now they just want to attack.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Why did they recently go to war? After they lost a couple titans, that's when they went to war because they was weakened. That's why that war was taking place.
Yeah. Okay. You're not saying anything. I really feel like why did they go to war? I just said that they went to war for during that time that they went to different countries and that they attempted to subjugate different people. And that was the lore. The episode before, one of the aristocrats from Marley said, "Yesterday's enemy is today's enemy," and they took a spin of the room, and then they looked at the different people in the room, and that they showed that was that displeased them. It shows basically that Marley and whatever I tell you, you're not going to take as evidence, but it shows that Marley is a little hungry for taking different countries, and it showed when Colonel McGath, I think that's his name, he said that if I were to advise people, I would the real ruler of this country, I would to tell him that war is not a good thing. It's not sustainable.
I get that, bro. I get it.
Okay.
That's clear that a powerful country will try to do that. But I'm saying in this story, it's not enough information to say that they're trying to conquer different regions. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So anyway, this is a whole digression. Because you saw, you saw a contentious point that you said, you know what, the king, how do you know, you like saying that, how do you know that the king was standing by while other countries were invaded when it's 100 years after this conflict? I'm going to tell you this.
I did not say, how do you know? I said that happened 100 years
after. Later, whatever. Whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say, I'll give it to you. You can have it. I give it to you. Okay. It doesn't matter when the conflict was. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years. Is that he left Titans with special abilities to be used by the Marlians and taken advantage of by the Marlians for whatever purpose that they want. It can only be assumed that they would use it for war. Now, let's assume that war never comes. You still left these abilities with those with this one country. You should have taken those Titans and then brought them in with you if that was your real goal of really securing peace.
Ali, bro, how do you know that that wasn't his plan to take all the Titans?
How do I know?
People just fought them off. You know what I'm saying? How do you know that he didn't try to do that? And the Marley people just seized power of the Titans during that conflict.
Okay.
It's not enough information to...
I agree with you. I have no concrete evidence.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but that's not what you're saying. You didn't say that. This is the first time that you say that. And we recorded this entire conversation. I'll bring it up one that you never said this before. At any rate, I'm trying to say.
Hey, Ali, you know I love you like my brother, bro. But I said, bro, what you have done, and you stated your argument. And I'm just hitting you back like, bro, he could have indeed tried to do what you recommended that if you was in his shoes, you would have done. I'm just trying to convey to you that I don't think that his agenda was to be an evil king. I think his driving force.
Did I say he was evil?
Did
I say?
Yes, you said he was evil and he was a bitch.
You're wrong. You want to know why? I never said he was evil. I said he was bad.
Okay, evil and bad. Yeah,
they're not synonymous. They're not synonymous. They're not synonymous. You want me to tell you why they're not synonymous? You can be a evil leader with evil intentions, meaning that you can.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay. I'm going to make my last point, and I'm going to tell you why. And then if you want, you can we can leave this conversation behind us. But I will say my piece that a bad king doesn't mean that he is evil in nature. What it means is that he is an inept leader. It means that he does not know how to lead. It means that the results that he chose will most of the time end up being a bad result for his people or for the people that he's leading. And that if he was, in fact, a better leader, he would have made better choices that would have resolved more conflicts. And if you want, you can play this back and hear it, and you can see, oh, okay, he did say that. He didn't say he was evil. He didn't say that he was good. He said that he was a bad leader. I actually distinctly remember saying that, maybe around the 21-minute mark.
I'm not going to play it back.
Okay, you don't have to play it back. The listeners, play this back, and then also tweet. Can I get the listeners involved? Listeners, please let us know.
Imposters.
Please let us know who you think is right in this case. All right. If it's Julian, I don't mind. Julian can. You guys can think Julian is right. If you think I'm right, please let us know, and then we can take it from there. Go ahead.
That's funny. What is your stance? What are you right about? I'm presenting facts, bro.
And I presented facts as well. I presented facts as well to support. You're not making an argument. I'm making an argument. You're trying to disprove my argument. My argument hasn't been disproven yet. And then we remain to disagree. Mine is that he is a bad leader. Question, Julian, do you think that the King Fritz was a bad leader?
How do I know if he's a bad? What do you mean?
Based off of the information that you currently know, do you think he was a bad leader? I already defined it bad. Do you want me to define it again?
If not, don't say bad leader. Stick to the concept of why he ran off with his people.
No.
Stick there. You're moving the goalpost, bro.
I did not move the goalpost.
Because now, yes, you're moving the goalpost to make it seem like, oh, by my word, I did not say something incorrectly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, take a stand. I take my stand.
I'm asking you a direct question. You asked me a direct question 21 minutes ago, and I answered it. I'm asking you a direct question now. You're saying you don't know?
I'm saying, how can I evaluate his leadership skills when his leadership skills was not even depicted in the story. I know what's depicted in the story that he did what
you're
he
refusing
did
to answer the question. You're refusing to answer the question.
I am not going to evaluate his leadership. Here.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. This argument is done. This argument is done. You don't want to argue about this. That's cool. Let's drop it. Because it's not about me moving the goalpost. You don't want to have this conversation. You're determining where the goalpost is. I'm saying I want to ask you this question. You don't want to answer it. Don't answer it. I'm not. But if that's the case, then I won't answer anything that you say.
Revealed in the anime, bro. Let's stick there. Let's stick to the facts. Bro.
Okay,
you're asking me about his leadership skills. Is he a bad leader? How the fuck do I know? Have they depicted any stories of him being a leader?
Apparently last episode they did.
No, the only last episode they depicted that he did what he did because he wanted to atone for his sin.
Do you think he was a good leader or a bad leader? That's all I said. I said he was a pussy and I said he was a bitch.
I'm not going to say he's a bad leader. I'm going to say based off of him doing what he did.
Okay.
For the sake of his people to atone for his sin.
Okay.
For peace. I think as a king, he did what he did. You know, I say that was a good action.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. You said it was good. Okay, thank you. After several minutes of trying to get a squeezing an answer out of
me. That was a good action. Yeah, I said that early. That's
okay, so you said he's good. Okay,
that was a good action.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, you think he's good. Okay, all right, there you go. I think that he's bad. We'll leave it at that. You have not made your position clear yet until just now, and I made my position clear in the very beginning when you asked me directly.
You took your L.
Oh man, I cannot wait for people to play this back. I love this. Nah, but okay. So at the end
why I love the story so much, bro, because it brings out passion. You know what I'm saying,
bro? That's why
talking bullshit right now.
Yeah,
bro.
Bro, exactly. The thing is, like any time that you get two people to argue this much about something, that's how you know it's a good show. Like, if it's a bad show, you'd be like, yeah, you know, I don't, like, what can you talk about it? Like, right, exactly. Like the good shows make you feel some type of way about some character that creates decisiveness, you know? Like, oh, like, I fuck with them this way. I fucking hate that bitch, you know? Some shit like that.
Exactly, exactly, bro.
Like the fact, bro, Naruto had so many hateable characters and so many lovable characters.
Exactly, and the same token, it was plenty of characters that one base will love, the next base will hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know you're doing a great job, bro.
Exactly.
Awesome job.
Yeah.
And fucking love this show, bro.
Exactly. This is one of my top favorite shows, man. I can't wait till the Warhammer Titan releases himself. I don't know who it is. I think apparently it's not Lord Tiber. So.
Oh, right. Right. So, yeah, that can be another. I don't think that can be another argument because I don't even know if we even tried to guess who it was, the Warhammer Titan. But I can't wait to see that battle.
Yeah,
that's good. In the previews, it looked like that's about to be a showdown between Aaron and the Warhammer.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice fight between them. I can't wait, bro. That's gonna be a top tier episode.
What do you rate this episode?
Yeah,
1 of 10.
I give it the thing is, like, it's going up. Every episode is going up. I give it a 9. A solid.
Oh,
9.
We agree, bro. I give it a 9 too.
Yeah, it's It was definitely the best episode so far, and just because it was of how calm it is, knowing that shit is about to pop off any second, you know.
Exactly, bro. The takeaway from this episode, Aaron being a badass, calculated, understanding. You know what I'm saying? He like, I get it, bro. I know why you did this.
Yeah,
but guess what? You understand why
I'm about to do the same shit.
You understand. Bro, I understand why you did that, bro.
Yeah. Oh, bro, but you know.
Please be sure. You know what's about to happen.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Is that they took the cart titan and then they took the other titan away and put them in a trap. So that way when shit does pop off, he's like, I don't want anybody coming to the rescue. Like, we took care of everybody. One? Yeah. Like we're about to fix this shit right now. It's you against me. Fuck these guys, because you know they're just pawns in your game. I'm the one that you're after. You're the one I'm after. Let's go at it.
And you can like tell like Raina don't got any fight in him. He like, kill me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He was like, just don't.
Me up in the
yeah. He's like let the little homie live, bro. That's what he. At the end, he was like Falco, a young one. He don't know nothing about this. He's brand new to this shit.
Hey, bro, you remember when I was like, they introduced some new characters, the Warriors, and I was like, bro, I wonder who I'm going to like start liking more. I think it's Falcon, bro. Falco.
Yeah.
Over Gabby.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, like, Gabby is like, reminds me of Hanji a lot, but she's not dynamic. Like, all she wants is to, like, dick ride the Eldians, you know? Like, bro, get that dick out of your mouth, you know? Have some respect for yourself.
Yeah, I can see that she's just so hell bent.
Yeah, so like
I can tell like Falcon. I don't know why I keep calling him Falcon. Falco is like, damn, I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? I see two sides of the story.
Yeah,
let me be a level person. You know what I'm saying? And he's also showing that, bro. He's a selfless person. The only reason why he wanted to become an armor titan is so the love of his life won't even become. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's for her more than anything else.
A man of principle, I know you brought this up last week with Tanjiro and Deku. You gotta say.
Actually, it's coming up this Thursday, but yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, we had that discussion.
Yeah. We're dropping an episode this Thursday that I think a lot of people are gonna like. If you like today, then you're definitely gonna like Thursday. If you didn't like today, then you're probably not gonna like it.
Absolutely. But yeah, bro, Solid 9. You solid 9 on your end. I think we Gucci.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Like we said earlier, we got an episode dropping this Friday, not this Thursday, but we're dropping it this Friday. Stay tuned for that. And we appreciate everyone listening to all the imposters out there and all the people that weren't supposed to be here. We love you.
Absolutely. We love you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Yeah, Laws. Actually, one second.